Aircheckdownloads.com.
This is Gold.
60s, 70s, and 80s.
Playing the greatest hits of all time.
Hello, good morning, how are you? Are you well? 3 minutes past seven, the greatest hits of all time on Gold. That's what we do all the time. Paul Coit for James Narica, Dave Clark 5 after the Four Tops. I can't help myself. Gold.
This is Gold.
Gold.
Playing the greatest hits of all time.
Love the Dave Clark 5, bits and pieces. 8 minutes past seven, the greatest hits of all time. That's what we do. This is Gold. Paul Coit for James Narica. Talking about autographs. About this woman who had a tattoo when Paul McCartney signed her back.
Signed her back?
It was at a gig. So she had it tattooed. So we're talking about autographs. Joan Clarkson's in Tooting. Hi, Joan.
Hi, how are you? Good morning.
How are you, Joan? You sound full of brightness and the joys of spring.
Anyway, at my age.
Well, good for you. You're sounding good to me. What you got? Got a collection of autographs? You should go collecting autographs? What's the deal there?
Well, it's over 10 years. A gang of us used to take it very seriously.
Right.
Airports, theatres, nightclubs.
Oh, wow.
Wherever they were.
Yeah, yeah.
Know?
See, these days you get these people and what they do that, but they're there for selling on eBay. But obviously this was for you to have a collection. How long ago was this, Joan?
Oh, about 15, 20 years ago.
Right, so who you got?
Ava Gardner, Errol Flynn, Humphrey Bogart.
Blimey, they've been
Ronald
dead a long,
Reagan.
Longer than 20 years there, Joan. I think we're probably talking a bit longer than that. 15, 20 years?
Yeah.
You're probably talking about 35, 40 years, aren't you?
I'm trying to say I'm young, you see.
I see, you crafty CEO. I can see through your ruse.
My favourite was Cesar Romero.
Cesar Romero, who, he was famous in the 30s and 40s. Ocean's 11, but probably most famous to most people as the Joker, wasn't he, in Batman?
I know. We wrote to each other for 43 years.
Did you really? So have you still got the letters?
Yeah.
So how did that start?
Well, I waited outside the hotel for Alan Ladd and them.
Alan Ladd?
Yeah.
Was he little? Was Alan Ladd very little?
Very nice.
Little fella though, isn't he?
Yeah. But every one of the tough guys, Bogart and that, were the nicest people in the world.
Really?
And not one of them had a minder with them.
Oh, see, those were the days. So what, were we talking Humphrey Bogart?
Yeah.
Right,
so very, very nice. He'd stand for hours with us when he come in from the studio.
Yeah.
Talking to us as nice as anything.
Joan.
So did Errol Flynn and all them.
Joan, did he call you kid? I bet he did, didn't he?
Well.
He did, didn't he? So Cesar Romero, so you started writing. So that's amazing. So what? It would just be like, you know, to and from, how are you, what are you up to,
yeah,
and all that sort of stuff?
When he was filming, I was there in the studio outside the hotel.
Wow.
He died on my birthday.
Oh, bless. That's an amazing story, though. So where do you keep all the autographs now? You got them all in one big book? You're going to put them
in? No, I've got so many books.
Yeah.
So many photos.
Yeah.
It's impossible. There's so many stars that we met.
Wow,
and
listen.
We loved them.
Joan, one more question for you. Who's your favourite? The favourite autograph that you have?
Charlie Chaplin,
what
an
impressive...
And I took a lovely photo of him.
God.
He come out the hotel, I was the only one there, on a Sunday morning about 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
He come out with Una, and I said, Mr. Chaplin, may I take a photograph?
Yeah.
He said, no.
So you're okay. Oh, no. He did.
So I said, oh, no. So he said, you're not standing in the right place. He said, if me and Una stand one side, you stand just opposite, you'll get a nice picture.
Oh, listen.
And that's my treasure.
Great to speak to you. I really enjoyed that, Joan. That was fantastic.
Yeah.
What an impressive lot of autographs there. Have a great day. Thanks a lot for the call.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Bye.
7-Eleven. Greatest hits of all time. Here you go. What autographs you got? I like to see when people sign autographs, write something a little more creative than best wishes. Best wishes is the thing that celebrities always write, isn't it? You know, yeah, can you write, can you do it to Paul? To Paul, best wishes from. Something different apart from best wishes. You know, there's got to be kind regards. How are you? Nice to meet you, but always best wishes. It's just an autograph thing. 7:14. Gold, Breakfast with Paul, Coit for James and Erica, sunshine and scattered showers in the west this morning and then moving to the rest of the country through the day. High of 20 in the southeast, 15 in the northwest. Wizard, See My Baby Jive, Bill Haley and his comments on the way.
Gold travel across London.
Morning, here's the latest on the Peckham Road.
Shake, rattle and roll, Bill Haley and his comet, 7:25, greatest hits of all time. This is Gold, I'm Paul Coy for James and Erica. There's someone in this building, someone in this studio that comes in, it's one of the DJs here that chews pens. Now, it's not the actual end of the pen, whereas most people would put, you know, the plastic pens, a chewer, you know, a pen. It's not that, it's not a pen lid chewer. It's like a main... It's a pen shaft chewer. Is it the shaft of the pen, the main part of the pen? And I'm trying, I've narrowed it down, and I'm thinking it's John, I've got to be honest with you, you know, I don't want to point fingers, but I'll be honest with you, I think it's John Osborne who covers for me in the afternoon. Because I've often thought Dean's off at the moment, so it's not him. I must admit, I thought it was James for a while, but it's obviously not James, because he's away. David Andrews, I wouldn't have thought so, so I think it's John. Could you ask him for me, please?
Well, you can't tell, but... AirCheckDownloads.com.